Welcome to Bullfrog Dusk. My name is Jeremiah, and today I'll be reading and critiquing a poem written on poetizer.com. As a disclaimer, take my opinion for what it's worth to you. I'm not here to judge any writers I decide to read poems from. I have a love for the art of poetry and only wish to build up my fellow artists. With that being said, let's get started. Just one quick thing to add. The best way to enjoy this podcast is to read the poems along with me. So, if you can, click on the link to the poem in the description and give the poet lots of love. The poem I'll be critiquing today is called Cutting Cloth by E. Gray. Four-pointed star, scraps and whiskers of cloth, discarded in the namesake of a topped plum-jammed jars. Wait and held breath prospects for me to find my uncemented self. Peat bogged on the sealed shelf of unwhispered prophecies. Lavender gingham giggles at the thought of perfect circles. Cycled in dull pencils, inefficient erasers and blunt scissors, salt cataracted. Cracked glass laughs at my naive suggestions of reincarnations. My voice carries on the wind, bending to the atmosphere's prism, and hopes to find warm light on the other side of our current perspectived reflections. We'll start off with this first stanza. Four-pointed star, scraps and whiskers of cloth discarded in the namesake of a topped plum-jammed jars. It sounds like an old quilt was scrapped to circles of cloth, cut with a dull pair of scissors to use as a tied covering for jam jars. Whiskers is used to picture fringes on the perimeter of the cloth. Now for the second stanza. Wait and held breath prospects for me to find my uncemented self peat-bogged on the sealed shelf of unwhispered prophecies. At this point, the writer thinks of themselves in the perspective of a jar of jam or the jam itself. The jar is anxious to be opened and unsealed, maybe taken from its dry storage from years of being forgotten. I looked up a peat-bog and learned that human remains can be preserved within the mud, better than Egyptian mummification. As for unwhispered prophecies, the jam jar and the writer probably has only thought of being opened or seen someday in their mind, never getting the smallest hint of their freedom from outside sources. Now for the third stanza. Lavender gingham giggles at the thought of perfect circles, cycled in dull pencils, inefficient erasers, and blunt scissors, salt cataracted. This cut piece of checkered cloth may be self-conscious, knowing it has been traced and cut to be a perfect circle to fit over a jar's opening, but the tools used were less than adequate. Understanding the dilemma, the giggles are a way of coping its less than perfect shape. Also, a way rusted scissors can be sharpened is by soaking a salt paste into paper and cutting into the paper. This would cause the whitish, opaque stain on the scissors, hence the salt cataract phrase. And here's the last stanzas. Cracked glass laughs at my naive suggestions of reincarnations. My voice carries on the wind, bending to the atmosphere's prism, and hopes to find warm light on the other side of our current perspectived reflections. It is suggestive that the cracked glass may be of another jar. It understands its own nature of not being able to be repaired or reincarnate to its earlier unbroken structure, and reflects to this perspective to the writer, letting him or her know reparation is not an option. Although, our writer is hopeful, Seeing his or her own reflection in the broken glass gives them a skewed perception. Rather, on dwelling on the image from the broken glass, they raise their voice to the sky for a better answer, hoping for healing. I absolutely loved this free verse. As I dived into the meaning of this poem, I was inspired by the implied metaphors of a person looking into a dusty cabinet and causing them to see a tainted reflection of themselves, deep in thought of what their jars of jam would contemplate to themselves and to each other. Their self-love of what the cloth coverings used to be, self-deprecation of what they've become, laughing at others and themselves to make them feel better. There is anxiety and loneliness, the horror of the thought that they will never be loved or needed. In the end, the writer understood their mind was darkening with these thoughts, and instead closed the cabinet and talked to their friends and family of what was on their heart. I enjoyed the nonce words to make the ideas of each line more understandable. There's just one misspelling, but it takes nothing away from the poem. I saw the patterns of the cloth in my mind, and it gave me an aesthetic experience. The use of such archaic objects reminded me of how my mother would make jam or pickles sometimes, always causing the kitchen to get into a chaotic, sticky mess. It was fun, and this poem reminded me of those things. This poem was original. I've never thought of what jam jars might say about their life. I feel sorry now, since I've disposed of never-used jam, just because they had an expired shelf life. The last 7 lines made me lose my breath a little, but I enjoyed the small, concrete element. All in all, cutting cloth is a favorite of mine now, even after the research for the words and phrases I didn't understand. Thank you for sharing your words, E. Gray. Keep up the good work. Thank you for listening to Bullfrog Dusk. If you would like your poem shared on this podcast, please send me a message on jjbullfrog.com. I'm sure to respond within the hour. I hope you all have a most wonderful Bullfrog Dusk.